السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين، وفديناه بذبح عظيم، وتركنا عليه في الآخرين، سلام على إبراهيم، صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله وذ فضل كرم and إحسان of الله تعالى. As we now edge closer and closer to the month of Dhul Hijjah, to the auspicious Ibadat, the pillar of Islam, Hajj, and we edge closer towards the day of Udhiyah, Eid al-Adha, the day when our Qurbanis are made. So as we mentioned on a previous Jumu'ah, it is our duty as Mu'mineen to endeavor to become more spiritual, to become more and more connected to Allah Ta'ala, more and more connected to our deen. And Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, "Ma hadhihi al-adahi?" What is this udhiyah all about? And Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in very, very simple, short words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim." It is the sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. So what was the sunnat of our forefather, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam? The sunnat was, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. This was the usul, the motto, the usul, the fundamental rule by which he lived his entire life. That I have turned my face, I have turned my direction away from everything else to Allah Ta'ala. And this is what is required of us. To turn ourselves away from everything else and turn to Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes Shaitan, he makes this waswasa that for how long? For how long? So the answer to that is, for a very short while. That short while is only till death. Hatta يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, until mouth. Right? So we must not let Shaitan make us feel impatient. For how long I'm going to remain like this? How long I'm going to stay away from the entertainment, the enjoyment? How long am I going to stay away? Why can't I also enjoy? No. Our turn will come. Our turn will come. What is required is to live our lives in a manner that is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. Then when we go to Allah Ta'ala's Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will give us every type of enjoyment there. Every type of delicacy. Every type of enjoyment. In the perfect health. In the perfect health. Perfect weather conditions. And there is no need to make any a'mal there. No need to make any a'mal. The wealth of Jannat, the beauty of Jannat is such that Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has ever imagined. Such is the beauties of Jannat. All Allah Pak is saying, make some sabr. Just make some sabr. Your time will come. Your time for enjoyment will come. It's not that a mu'min will not have an enjoyable life. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they were toiling, digging the trench, battle of Khandaq, and what were they saying? Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. So not to say that you won't have aish, you won't have aram. The dunya is too cheap to have it here. The dunya is too cheap to have it here. The dunya is too fickle to have it here. Allah Ta'ala has got better in store. Greater things in store. All Allah Pak wants is that my banda, don't sell your deen for this temporary world. Don't sell your deen. Remain firm, remain steadfast, trust in me. I've got wonderful, wonderful things for you. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's life, his entire life, he lived like this. As a child, as a young person, not a small child, as a young man, when the whole community, the entire community, including his own household, they are going to the fair. They were going to the fair. And at the fair, they would commit shirk. A mu'min, Allah Ta'ala protect us that we don't get involved in shirk akbar. That we don't worship idols, etc. But Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wasallam, brothers, pick up the words of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and see what he was always warning us against. The thing that I fear for you the most is the shirk asghar. The shirk asghar. So that is what we get caught up in, whether it is with our ibadat, whether it is with our dressing, whether it is with our motor cars, whatever it is, we want to show off. We're showing off. And that showing off in ibadat, that is the shirk asghar. So, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, although everybody was going, the whole community was going, his own parents were going, but he said, no, I won't go. I won't go. And he made an excuse. He said, no, I'm not well. So you too, follow the sunnat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That never mind, everybody is going wherever they're going. If they are going to places of guna, don't go. I'm not well. I'm not well. Stay away at home. Shaitan will tell you, but your life will be boring. Everybody is having fun there. Never mind, you go, you protect your gaze. You go, you... Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by nafs and shaitan. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then he took it further, that this evil needs to be stopped physically. Now how to make this amar bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar to the community? Entire community is involved in the guna. Ibrahim alayhi salam, single-handedly. Single hand, doesn't say now me, young man, what can I do, the whole community like this. No. Ibrahim alayhi salam single-handedly takes the axe. He goes there. Our young upcoming ulama, you do qasasun nabiyin. You only concentrating on tarqib. Very, very important. Concentrate on the tarqib, but take the ibrat also. You are only worried about the story and the tarqib. Take the ibrat. Young man, alone, no support with him, nothing. He picks up the axe for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. He goes, he destroys all those idols. Now you think, now Allah Ta'ala's ghibi madad must just come away here. No. They come back. You know the whole incident. Now, burn him alive. Burn him alive and help your idols. People of Batil, this is what they think. This is what they think. That they will suppress the good. Make a big noise. No. Allah Ta'ala is there. So look at the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He breaks those idols. They come, now we have to burn him alive. Now they think they're going to torture him, kill him alive, burn him alive, make a huge fire. Huge fire. But when Allah is on your side, who can trouble you? But our gaze needs to be on Allah. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ardh. The gaze needs to be there. So in these days building up to Eid al-Adha, building up to Hajj, turn our focus to Allah Ta'ala. Every morning when I wake up, ponder over this ayat-e karima. Before I go to sleep, ponder over this ayat-e karima. Ponder over the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. My attention, my focus, my vision, my objective, my goal, my striving, everything for my Allah. So now they make the fire. It seems like a hopeless situation, right? Hopeless situation. Fire is so big. This is insan's planning. Insan's means they make the fire. Fire is so big, now they can't put him in the fire. So shaitan comes and gives them one idea. See, they make a catapult. Make a catapult. When we don't make the akabirin, we don't make the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, we don't make the mashayikh our go-to people, then our go-to will become the devil. We will be doing wrong, but the devil will make us feel we're doing right. When we cut ourselves off from the pious, we cut ourselves off from the teachings of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then our go-to person will become the devil. Either he will come in person, or he will make waswasa, or he will send a person who is his agent. So shaitan tells him, make a catapult. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, now his life is in danger. His life is in danger. He is mid-air. In the air, Jibreel alayhi salam takes permission from Allah Ta'ala. And let me go and offer him help. Allah Ta'ala gives ijazat. Jibreel alayhi salam comes. Oh Ibrahim, oh Khalilullah. Let me assist you. I'm giving you the mafhum, maybe not the exact words. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Ya Jibreel, is Allah Ta'ala not aware of my situation? He said, definitely Allah is aware. So if Allah is aware, then why do I need help from anywhere else? At that time, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't know the fire is going to turn into a garden. He didn't know. We know the ending, but he didn't know. But see his focus. That if my Rabb, this is what you want for me, that I must be burned by this zanim, to main razi ho. I'm pleased with that. And if my Rabb wants to save me, then what did our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam teach us? وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَن يَدُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَدُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. The whole world can get together, they want to harm you. But if Allah Ta'ala, they'll only be able to harm you to the degree that Allah Ta'ala has decreed harm for you. Nothing more. And the true banda of Allah Ta'ala, he say, well, this is a decree of my Allah, may razi ho, I'm happy with that. So, Ibrahim alayhi salam, total ease, no panic, nothing. And then Allah Ta'ala's madad comes. Allah Ta'ala's help comes. Qulna ya naru. Kuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. So much of tafsir in that ayat karima. But Allah Ta'ala protected him. Goes into that fire. And look at Allah Ta'ala's appreciation. Allah Ta'ala's appreciation on the efforts of his banda. That these zalim people, they removed his clothing. Before they tied him to put him into the fire, they removed his clothing. Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us that on the day of Qiyamah, every person will rise from their qabr, unclothed, uncircumcised. But Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, he will be the first person to receive clothing. Why? Because for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, for Allah's deen, zulman, his clothing was removed. So rahmatan, awwalan, Allah will clothe him. Allah will clothe him. First person to be clothed on the day of Hashan. So Ibrahim alayhi salam comes out from that fire. Then too, the aqal never opened. It's such a big fire we made to burn this person. He never burned. Definitely what he's telling us is correct. Let us bring iman. Still didn't. Banish him from the town, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Say, I'm going. Inni zahibun ila rabbik. I'm going to my Rabb. I'm going. He leaves and he goes away. Where he's going? The tests are not over. Now the izzat of his wife is at stake. The izzat of his wife is at stake. The world is full of zanims. So this zanim king takes his wife away. The lengthy incident, I'm not going into all the details. But I'm showing you how Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was tested with his own life. Now he's being tested with his wife. But there too, his focus is on Allah Ta'ala. Every time that zalim king wants to go near her, he goes like he's having epileptic fits, having seizures. He can't touch her. Eventually, he says, I don't know what you have brought, some jinn or something here, just take her and send her away from here. But he also realized that I am messing with somebody who is connected with Allah. So then, in order to pacify the situation, he gives a gift. And one of the gifts he gives is the mother of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. So see the test and then see how Allah Ta'ala rewards. The qurbani and Allah Ta'ala's meherbani. The qurbani takes place and then see Allah Ta'ala's meherbani. At that time still Ibrahim alayhi salam doesn't know that this lady that has now been given to me, she is going to become the mother of that Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, from whose progeny is going to come the greatest after Allah. Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you see, you have to make effort. You may not see the fruit same time. But Allah Ta'ala is not unaware. And Allah Ta'ala has got His plan. Allah Ta'ala has got His plan. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was tested with his broader family. Isn't he? He had to leave his parents, he had to leave his hometown. Everything, all his comforts there, he had to leave for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Why? Only because he called people to Allah. He's calling people to worship Allah Ta'ala. Now he lost everything, he had to go. He was tested with his own life, that now we're going to burn you alive. That too didn't change him. He remained focused on Allah Ta'ala. Then he is tested with his wife now, that her izzat will be taken by this badmash zalim king. But there too his focus is on Allah Ta'ala. Focus is only on Allah Ta'ala. And each time Allah Ta'ala's madad is coming. Allah Ta'ala's nusrat is coming. So we leave it till there. The time is up. Inshallah, in another Jummah, we will continue with this. Inshallah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala protect us. By in this zamana, make this dua, if you can help it, after every namaz too. Make this dua. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Because today, things have become so mixed up, you know. So mixed up, everything is like so mixed up. Kabira gunas also are being glorified. The person who is on the right is made to look that he is wrong. The person who is doing wrong, he is made to look like, no, he is doing right. So keep asking Allah Ta'ala for guidance. Allah Ta'ala must keep us. Show us what is haq. Give us that vision, that sight, that ilm, the nur of the ilm, to be able to navigate, be able to navigate and realize this is haq, this is batil. Understand? Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.